Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include: during the battle between righteous and evil, U.S. elected officials choose to support Falun Gong. Seattle, Washington, Falun Dafa float highlighted in Seafarer Torchlight Parade. New Journal of Zurich: Falun Gong practitioners in China are persecuted for their belief. Radio Free Asia: Falun Gong over the past 20 years. Mexico: Falun Gong documentaries stun audience members in Puebla. And Australia, US, Germany, and Canada: introducing Falun Gong and raising awareness of the persecution in local communities. Now for the stories.
During a battle between righteous and evil, U.S. elected officials choose to support Falun Gong. July 20th marks the 20th year since the persecution of Falun Gong in China began that day in 1999. Similar to previous years, practitioners from around the globe held many events to commemorate the special occasion, calling to stop the suppression. Government officials in many countries have attended these events in person and sent letters supporting freedom of belief in China. This indicates that these officials have learned facts about Falun Gong during the 20 years of effort by practitioners to raise awareness of the unprecedented human rights violations. President Trump met with 27 survivors of religious persecution from 17 nations on July 17th. Among them was Zhang Yuhua, a Falun Gong practitioner from Jiangsu province. This was the first time President Trump talked with a Falun Gong practitioner in the Oval Office. Vice President Mike Pence met on August 5th with four representatives from persecuted Chinese religious groups in his office. They discussed how religious groups are suppressed in China and what actions could be taken to address the issue. Jeff Chen, a Falun Gong practitioner and spokesperson for the Minghui Publishing Center, said to the vice president, "The persecution is still severe. In the last 20 years, we have identified over 4,000 people who died of torture or other physical abuses. Due to the information blockade, the actual number would be many times higher. Organ harvesting has been going on for nearly 20 years also. The number of the victims is really high." Pence responded in a serious manner, saying, "We won't forget you," recalled Chen. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said at the press release of the 2018 annual report, "I'm proud to be here today to speak about the State Department's ongoing mission to advance international religious freedom." He emphasized that the administration will make promoting religious freedom a top foreign policy agenda and continue to be the vanguard for international religious rights. During the rally by Falun Gong practitioners in Washington, D.C. on July 18th, two House representatives came to speak at the event, Steve Chabot from Ohio and Sheila Jackson Lee from Texas. In addition, letters were received from 26 members of Congress praising practitioners for their efforts and calling for a stop to the suppression in China.
Seattle, Washington. Falun Dafa float highlighted in Seafarer Torchlight Parade. Falun Dafa practitioners participated in the 70th Seafarer Torchlight Parade, which kicked off in Seattle at 7:30 p.m. on July 27th. This was the 15th time practitioners have joined this event, and they received warm applause from spectators for their banners, waist drum performance, and well-designed float. Since its debut in 2005, the Falun Dafa float has appeared in more than 30 parades in the region and has won more than 10 awards. The director of the Seafarer Torchlight Parade has praised Falun Gong practitioners as the first participating group to design and produce their own float. Because of that, several other groups also began to make their own floats rather than relying on float building companies. Flanked by two men dressed as generals from the Tang Dynasty, the practitioner's float measures 47 feet in length and is 12 feet wide and 10 feet high. The sail reaches up 25 feet. A practitioner commented that the elegance and beauty of the float represent the practitioner's determination in their spirituality despite the harsh suppression in China. The Waistrum team also drew much attention. One spectator said that she could feel the excitement and joy in the melody. A practitioner explained to her that the Chinese music reflected the Chinese people's delight for the spiritual freedom they gained after breaking away from the totalitarian regime. The parade had 300,000 spectators and was broadcast live to 700,000 television viewers. The TV host introduced the entry by saying, "Here comes Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong, a mind and body self-improvement practice. It is based on the principles of truth, compassion, forbearance, and 5 sets of easy-to-learn exercises that reduce anxiety." He told the viewers that about 100 million people are practicing Falun Dafa and that he could feel the peace by watching the performance. The float and 40-member Waistrum team drew lots of excitement and applause from spectators. Many people took pictures or videos, and some followed the practitioner's exercise movements. Chinese residents and tourists were very glad to see the float and practitioner's Waistrum performance. Ms. Zhang, a tourist who came with her husband, said the float was magnificent. She was proud of what practitioners do to promote traditional Chinese culture. Influenced by propaganda from the CCP, 2 Chinese men were initially hostile to practitioners. After talking with a Western practitioner who answered their questions, they accepted materials and said they would read them. As the parade concluded, a spectator came over and greeted the practitioners. "Thank you for bringing us such a wonderful moment," she told the group.
New Journal of Zurich. Falun Gong practitioners in China are persecuted for their belief. The New Journal of Zurich, one of Switzerland's major newspapers, published an article about Falun Gong on July 22nd, the 20th anniversary of the persecution of the practice in China. The article was titled "The Suffering of Falun Gong Practitioners in China." It described the experience of a Hong Kong practitioner over the past 20 years. The article began by stating, "The spiritual movement of Falun Gong was banned in 1999 by Beijing. The authorities have persecuted the practitioners of this cultivation practice relentlessly, as evidenced by the persecution of a woman in her 40s. According to the article, Falun Gong was introduced to the public in May 1992. Because it promotes traditional values and open-mindedness, Falun Gong became very popular. Even the Chinese news media praised Falun Gong at first. It was practiced by high-ranking officials in the Chinese Communist Party and the military. About 70 to 100 million people were estimated to be practicing Falun Gong in China by the late 1990s. Ms. Liu Hong, 22 at the time, heard about Falun Gong from a friend. She learned the exercises and began reading the books written by the founder of the practice. She changed for the better, which prompted her sister to learn. The suppression that started in July 1999 was a big turning point. The police visited her at home on July 25, 1999, warning her to stop doing the exercises in public. Determined not to give up their faith, Liu and her sister went to Beijing in October 2000 and unfurled a Falun Gong banner on Tiananmen Square, for which she was arrested. Her sister was arrested again and sent to a forced labor camp for a year. Besides physical and mental abuse, she was forced to read articles that slandered Falun Gong and in the end forced to sign a statement renouncing her belief, something she still regrets. Ms. Liu herself was detained in prison for 18 months. Ms. Liu and her sister now live in Hong Kong with their parents. Although CC spies also collect information about Falun Gong practitioners in Hong Kong, at least it is safer than being in the mainland. According to the New Journal of Zurich article, what Ms. Liu and her sister experienced is nothing compared to the persecution that Falun Gong practitioners in China have suffered during the past 20 years.
Radio Free Asia, Falun Gong over the past 20 years. Radio Free Asia recently broadcast a series of three programs in Chinese focused on Falun Gong, titled Falun Gong over the past 20 years. They highlighted the growth of Falun Gong outside of China, as well as how practitioners continue to actively oppose the persecution that started in July 1999. There were about 60 to 70 million people practicing Falun Gong in China in 1999, according to the Radio Free Asia report. In the big cities, many groups exercised in the parks, sometimes including up to 1,000 practitioners. A contact person for the Citizen Power Initiatives for China said Falun Gong became popular in China because of its great health benefits. In addition, people were searching for new spiritual paths after the communist ideology collapsed. Nonetheless, Jiang Zemin, then General Secretary of the Chinese Communist Party, began suppressing the group on July 20, 1999. David Kilgore, renowned lawyer and former Canadian Secretary of State for Asia-Pacific, said that the communist ideology clashed with Falun Gong's core principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. According to data from the Minghui website and human rights organizations, the deaths of over 4,000 Falun Gong practitioners as a direct result of the persecution in China have been documented. Hundreds of thousands have been arrested, detained, and otherwise imprisoned. Despite what was happening inside China, many people around the world heard about the practice and began to follow it. Falun Gong practitioners outside of China have participated in many events and distributed informational materials at tourist sites to introduce Falun Gong and raise awareness about the persecution in China. They also make their voice heard through the news media. Besides the radio station, newspaper, and television station, Falun Gong practitioners have also created software to help people in China circumvent the Chinese government's internet censorship. Though Falun Gong practitioners have no political agenda, in the beginning, many people thought that the CCP simply misunderstood Falun Gong, and they tried to clarify the issues with the government. They later began sharing information about Falun Gong with regular citizens. Many believe that peaceful resistance to the persecution by Falun Gong practitioners over the past 20 years demonstrates that the totalitarian regime cannot win such a war.
Mexico. Falun Gong documentary stun audience members in Puebla. It has been 20 years since the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners was initiated in China by the Chinese Communist Party. To publicize this genocide, Falun Gong practitioners from Puebla screened the documentaries Free China, The Courage to Believe, and Human Harvest, The Illegal Trafficking of Organs in China, at the House of Culture in Puebla on July 27th. The cinema venue is managed by the government of the state of Puebla. When the managers heard about these films documenting the atrocities committed by the Chinese communist regime, they were very interested. They made the facility available and assisted throughout the event. Free China was shown at 5 p.m., followed by Human Harvest at 7. An invitation was sent out on social networks. The venue is known for holding many cultural activities, and several families from other cities, public officials, and foreign tourists attended the screenings. There were 96 people at the Free China documentary. After hearing the testimonies of two Falun Gong practitioners with personal experience of the persecution in China, audience members expressed their condemnation of the Chinese regime for persecuting good people who only want to live by the Falun Gong principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. The Human Harvest documentary was screened at 7 p.m. and was attended by 98 people. Afterward, people expressed shock and dismay at the testimonies and the information presented in the film. Several people let it be known that they adamantly objected to such crimes against humanity, referring to illegal trafficking of organs being carried out by the Chinese regime. One person commented that this type of genocide could only be compared to the Holocaust during World War II, and that more governments should legislate against transplant tourism.
Australia, U.S., Germany, and Canada. Introducing Falun Gong and raising awareness of the persecution in local communities. Falun Gong practitioners regularly hold activities and participate in local community events to introduce the meditation practice to the public and to raise awareness of its persecution by the Chinese Communist Party. At these events, practitioners often demonstrate the Falun Gong exercises, tell people about the practice, and collect signatures calling for an end to the persecution in China. Reports were received from events in Australia, the United States, Germany, and Canada. Falun Gong practitioners did the exercises as a group in Hyde Park in downtown Sydney, Australia, on August 2nd. They also told passersby about the CCP's persecution and collected signatures for a petition condemning the CCP's human rights abuses. Many people paused to talk with the practitioners and sign the petition. Undergraduate student David Coffa, who studies at the University of New South Wales Law Department, joined the practitioners in meditation. He said, "This is my second time to meditate here. In such a peaceful atmosphere with melodious music, it is very easy for people like me, who usually do not have time to meditate regularly, to feel calmness and relaxation." In the United States, Falun Gong practitioners in Fremont, California, participated in the annual Arts and Crafts Festival on August 3rd and 4th. Many people signed their petition calling for an end to the CCP's live organ harvesting. City planner Mitchell Wexler told practitioners, "I learned about the CCP's crime of organ harvesting on the internet. Nazi Germany conducted genocide against Jews during World War II. People warned themselves that the sin should not be repeated. But now the CCP is even more evil and even harvesting organs from living people. Governments across the world have not done anything about it. I have not seen the media reports about this. This is sad. More people should learn about the persecution in China," he said. Falun Gong practitioners in Munich, Germany, held activities in the downtown area on August 3rd. The summer travel season brought many Chinese tourists to the practitioners' activities. Some asked for information materials, some talked with the practitioners, and some agreed to renounce their memberships in the CCP and its youth organizations. In Calgary, Canada, practitioners participated in the 107th Calgary Stampede Parade on July 5th. This year's parade included 120 groups and lasted more than 2 hours. The parade route spanned over 3 miles. The Falun Gong float and waist drum team received enthusiastic applause and cheers from spectators. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.